Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Trevor Woods here after another Michigan Wolverines football victory. Michigan improves to 6-0 on the season after heading up to Minneapolis, a place they haven't lost since 1977, and putting a whooping on the Minnesota Golden Gophers, a final score of 52-10 in favor of the Wolverines. The Michigan team got off to a really fast start in this one defensively. The opposite could be said for our Minnesota quarterback, Ethan Calliope-Manis. On the second play from scrimmage, cornerback Will Johnson jumped a route and took it to the house, a 36-yard interception return. At the conclusion of the interception, Michigan has a celebration called the turnover buffs. The person who created the turnover, they put on the sunglasses. The defense takes a team picture. Jim Harbaugh jumped in that team picture, and it really showed that the vibes were at an A++ level out of the gate, a road game, and that trend continued throughout the night. It was a night in which Michigan's defense, they held Minnesota to 169 yards of total offense. Minnesota was 3 of 14 on third down. Their quarterback, Calliope-Manis, 5 of 16, just 52 yards throwing. One touchdown came at the end of the first half. But that was about it for Calliope-Manis. He threw two picks, was sacked a couple times, he was hit four times. 22 Michigan players, I believe, had tackles in this one. It was an evening where on offensively, defensively, and special teams, Michigan played pretty much the majority of their roster and was traveled to this road tilt. So it was really, truly a team effort, and that could be said the past couple weeks. For example, Michigan quarterback J.J. McCarthy, he has yet to play in the fourth quarter of a game this season, and we're halfway through the season. So that just speaks to how Michigan's been able to dominate teams, and by the fourth quarter, the game's already decided, and then you see backups coming in across the board on in all facets. And Jack Tuttle, backup quarterback, he was 2 for 2 for 22 yards. Jaden Denegal, the third-string quarterback, it's looking like at this point, he even got in the game. And then you have running backs getting the game, like Leon Franklin, who got a touchdown, and Tavier Dunlap. So you're looking at, you know, running back 4, running back 5 coming in. So this could serve Michigan well down the road, where some of these guys on the defensive line, at cornerback, at receiver, you name it, is getting some valuable experience in Big Ten play in months like October. This isn't, you know, just non-conference play to start the season where some of these guys are getting valuable reps. This is continuing to happen, and these guys are continuing to get time on task in crunch time. So that was very good to see. What was also good to see is Michigan's running backs, Nobody had over 10 carries. Blake Corum, 9 carries on the day, 69 yards. Corum looked good, along of 40, 1 touchdown. Kalel Mullings, he was second in carries for the Wolverines with 8 for 47 yards, along of 23. Mullings continues to look good, continues to look like Michigan's most powerful back, and he has been a nice, welcome addition to the equation at that position, and I think his playing time is going to continue to increase. Donovan Edwards, who was perceived, you know, as the 1B to Corum's 1A coming into the season. Edwards had 4 carries, 20 yards. Harbaugh was pleased with what he saw from Edwards as well. Edwards actually led the team in receptions with 4, 25 yards on 5 targets. Cornelius Johnson, he had a drop in the second possession of the game in the red zone, an easy catch. He dropped it, but then he really bounced back, really stepped up, 3 receptions, 86 yards, with none better than a 49-yard one he hauled in that was a bit underthrown by McCarthy. Johnson adjusted, and absolutely stellar catch he brought in there. Tight end A.J. Barner made a couple catches, 2 receptions for 24 yards, one in which had 19 yards after the catch, and he had a lot of fight. Roman Wilson, 3 catches, 56 yards. He continues to be Michigan's number one receiver. McCarthy's most impressive throw of the day was one he got hit on, and it also showed how he's getting better pre-snap with his recognitions. It was a 24-yard touchdown pass to Colston Loveland, but on this play, McCarthy identified where the blitz was coming from. He called the right protections. However, the blitz still got to McCarthy, and he got a pretty good hit laid on him from the back, and McCarthy delivered a nice ball with touch to Loveland for a touchdown. So it's just great recognition, and it just showed his toughness that he got right back up. It was a roughing the passer, but it didn't matter. It was a touchdown anyway. And McCarthy also was really good with his legs in this one. If you look at his stats, 17 yards rushing, well, that doesn't tell the whole story. McCarthy had 2 rushing touchdowns in the red zone where he didn't look as fast as he has in certain weeks, but apparently, after the game, he said that his ankle hasn't been 100%. He also noted that sitting out some of these fourth quarters is going to be really beneficial to him, not only now, but down the road. So it was nice to see McCarthy a little banged up, but able to score. He used a stiff arm on one and just a shimmy shank move on the other to avoid forcible contact. As we know, McCarthy has received some hard hits throughout the season, and that's been a point of emphasis that, you know, Jim Harbaugh does not want to see his quarterback taking these huge hits. So hopefully that trend continues for him. But overall, just a team effort. There wasn't one single guy that you can point to and say, oh, he was the MVP of this game. It was really, you know, if anybody deserves an MVP, it's just the team itself. But the defense is a standout. Anytime you can limit a team to just 10 points, just 169 yards of total offense, you're doing something right. So very thoroughly impressive performance across the board for Michigan. And it was one in which Minnesota head coach PJ Fleck called Michigan, this version of Michigan, the best team he's ever faced as a head coach. And Fleck has been a head coach 11 seasons now. So definitely high praise, maybe in retrospect, from Fleck after a good whooping, but high praise nonetheless in this one. It was good to see Mason Graham back, and not only back, but a force to be reckoned with. He led the team in tackles with 6. 5 of them were solo, and 1 just bone-crushing sack. 2 tackles for loss. Graham's looking like one of the best defensive linemen in all of the Big Ten, if not all of college football. And great to see Graham back and contributing in a major way. Josiah Stewart, he might not be the tallest or the biggest edge rusher you'll ever see, but man, is he tough. He had a bull rush sack and really impressive. And I see him continue to be a very valuable part of the Michigan pass rush rotation. Derek Moore was getting held on one play. Otherwise, he would have had a sack as well, but Moore played well. Everybody played well. I don't know who didn't play well, the Michigan coaches might be able to identify a play here and there that the team can get better on. There's no doubt a couple plays, you know, a couple even throws by McCarthy, you could say were, you know, left some yards off the board. But McCarthy, he was very efficient too. 70% completion percentage, 14 of 20, 219 yards passing with the one touchdown. Everybody was highly efficient in this one. Running backs, all the yards per carrier were good. Multiple people contributed in the receiving game. It was just a really smooth, calm, and collective effort for Michigan to win 52-10. And this is against a Minnesota team that was perceived to have the best offensive line that Michigan faced up to this point in the season. And they made light work of them in the trenches, on both sides of the trenches. And where does Michigan go from here? That's the question. And then basically they need to do what they've been doing, get better each and every week. Definitely been magnified ever since Jim Harbaugh's suspension ended after week three. Harbaugh came back in week four against Rutgers, and there's been gradual improvement each week since then, since they played Rutgers. So that's what I continue to expect to see moving forward. Michigan plays Indiana back at the Big House at Michigan Stadium next week. Then they head to East Lansing, Michigan to take on rival Michigan State, who's having a pretty rough season, but it's still a rivalry game. You got to take that seriously. And then there is a bye week. So I find this to be an important stretch of improvement. Now, you can look and say, oh, Michigan's not going to really have a really, you know, consequential game until November when they play Penn State. I don't look at it that way. You got to get better each and every week. You got to fine-tune your craft to lead up to that point, to lead up to Maryland, to lead up to Ohio State at the end of the season. Each week has to be magnified on a snap-to-snap basis to figure out what you're doing wrong, what you're doing right. So I don't care who the opponent is for Michigan. They got to go out there and take care of business like they did on Saturday night against Minnesota. But not only that, get better each and every week. Follow this performance up that's worthy of praise, that Fleck, you know, even said best team he's ever seen as a head coach. Follow that up with one even better next week at home in front of the home crowd and the home fans. That's what I expect to see from Michigan, and that's what they expect from themselves as well. It's the Big Ten. Anything can happen. Sometimes Indiana does play Michigan tough, so that's the mindset they'll carry into this one. Can't take any team lightly in college football. That's how you get punched in the jaw. Even look at USC last night. Almost lost to Arizona in a game they had no business getting to triple overtime in. So that's the nature of football any given Saturday, and nobody's more aware of that than head coach Jim Harbaugh. That's why he gets them so prepared. But that's it for now. That's it for today. This has been Trevor Woods from the Block M Podcast, an affiliate of the Fan First Sports Network. I'll be talking to you folks on Wednesday afternoon for the Getting to Know the Opponent podcast, the Indiana Hoosiers edition. I'll talk to you then.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.